Though the wins haven't quite been there for the Hastings Raiders boys soccer team right out the chute through their first two games, they've also had to play two of the top teams not only in the conference, but in the metro area. The Raiders lost 6-0 at North St. Paul and then 5-1 at Matamidi on Saturday afternoon, but the blue and gold learned a ton those first two games. As we head into Tuesday's soccer doubleheader on KDWA, boys head coach Jamie Swanson has more.
Well, the key word there is learning. We expected to have a younger team, which we certainly do, and it takes time to gel. And the reason I schedule halfway decent non-conference opponents is we're learning playing competitive games, but not those top teams. Playing North St. Paul and Matamidi straight out of the gate was a tough challenge, but we learned a lot of things about our team and, you know, where our strengths were and where the kids' strengths were on the field. With just the training camp being a lot different and us having to do certain protocols and not focus as much on the actual soccer, I think we're just going to kind of learn on the fly, and that's exactly what we did. We played a little bit better of a defensive game against Matamidi on Saturday. We actually switched the formation a little bit to give us a little heavier presence in the midfield, and, you know, it worked to a certain extent. They had some really good players on their team, and they were tough to deal with, and we're fully expecting a solid effort from every conference team that we play this season.
The Raiders have also found out through the first two games that goaltender Carter Holm is the real deal.
Yeah, you know, we found out that Carter is the player. He stood tall regardless of who was coming on a breakaway because they were coming from all angles, but, you know, he kept his cool, and more importantly, he had that short memory that a keeper needs. On to the next one, and that was a very positive sign that he didn't get down on himself. He didn't get down on his teammates. He was using positive language, trying to direct traffic like we really expect a keeper to do, and he stepped in well. Matt was a quality keeper last year, but we think that we got a quality keeper again this year. And when you got a quality keeper, the coaching staff and defenders can kind of breathe a sigh of relief every once in a while because he's going to make that sweet save like he did against North St. Paul and pulled off a couple at Matamidi. And when the keeper's making those type of saves, it just gives everybody else confidence.
Coach Swanson and the Raiders know they must create more offensive punch as they head on the road to the brand new field at Henry Sibley Tuesday night in the 5 o'clock game. And don't forget, both the boys and girls games will be live right here on KDWA AM and FM.
Yeah, you know, probably the most important thing with our forwards is actually our midfielders. Being able to control and get that quality first touch to space and have a look and put a playable ball up there for those guys up top, that's probably the most important thing. We don't have super speed guy that's going to be able to run down anything. You know, JP can do it, but, you know, not to the extent of some of those guys that just thrive on that 30-yard sprint and first touch to the goal. But what we'd really like to do is take a couple more touches in the midfield and play a quality ball up front. And I think our forwards, when they get a ball to their feet or they get a ball into the space that they can actually exploit, I think they're going to be successful. And we did show some signs of that at Matamidi, which was really good. We're just going to take a little bit more time than usual to kind of sort out all that three-game non-conference schedule that we don't get to play this year. We're just going to play that right straight off the get-go.
Soccer doubleheader Tuesday at 5 and 7.